This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It could get... Oh! What a goal! It's absolutely world-class from Marcus Tunde!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins the goal!
It's
the
goal! It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God!
The Wednesday Wake!
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Fudge. This is the Hello from the Other Side edition. Tonight, joining me, I've got Mark the Robe Adams, so-called because he films all of his podcast episodes whilst wearing his dressing gown. Big fan of that, Mark. And I'm actually quite... Do you know what? I make a point of having to take my robe off when we're recording our show to put it back on. But in Yorkshire, it's called a house coat. So, but I'm showing my age there a little bit. Now, as irony would have it, we're talking to, a club from the Midlands, and given the last 6 weeks with the team that we've played four times in the last 6 weeks, Mark's based in Coventry. And we're talking into tonight on...
Hello from the other side.
Always my favourite bit, that, isn't it? It's good, isn't it?
That's classy, that, isn't it?
I'll bring all the class to it, Mark. So listen, we're going to talk about the upcoming game between the Wednesday and Birmingham. Now, I believe you've been given extra tickets. We've given you some, like 1,500 extra tickets. Does that mean we've given you the West Stand lower, or have we just given you more of the away end? You'll be behind a goal, which is always nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm going to have to make do with Sky on Friday because I can't make it this time around. I'm absolutely gutted because Hillsborough is one of my favourite away days. I love it up there. Sadly, they moved it to a Friday, so I can't make it because of work and so on. But we're taking a big following. Dare I say, if we'd brought that many, to be fair.
Sorry, Mark. My apologies. You said, "Yeah, we're going to take a big following," and then the internet cut out. So, can we start again from that one?
Yeah. I think the internet's laughing at us, to be honest.
Yeah, it always is.
But no, seriously. No, we're all buzzing. I mean, we haven't had a couple of losses, but the atmosphere around the place has improved so much since Mr. Mm-hmm. Mowbray came in. We're really playing well. We're just not scoring. The final third, everything up until the final third is good, but that final third, we're absolutely toothless at the minute. So I'm sure Tony Mowbray will sort that out in the summer. I think there's going to be some investment in the summer, so if we can get through to May and then see what happens. But look forward to watching the game Friday. I think it'll be a tough one, of the old cliche, there's no easy games in this league, is there?
I was saying to another podcast earlier today that, like, do you remember that season where there was something like 6 points separated eighth to about 21st? The championship is like that. Anybody can beat anybody. It's absolutely insane. So listen, Mike, you know, it's been a weird season for Birmingham City, especially along the lines of starting very well under Eustace. And then, let's talk about that. Where were you, fourth or fifth, when Eustace got his marching orders and you won two games prior to Eustace's departure? And it was a bit of a terribly kept secret about Rooney coming there, wasn't it? Like, you know, everybody in your circles kind of half expected it to happen. So did you feel like Eustace had done his time? He was there, what, 4 years? And do you feel like his time was up and it needed a bit of an injection?
Yeah, I mean, well, John, we were his first full-time job in the Football League. We'd only had it, I mean, he replaced Lee Bowyer. So really, we'd only had it a couple of years out of him. But yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love John for what he did. I don't think he was a top six manager. I know a lot of people from the outside were saying, oh, you must be crazy getting rid of him, you know, top six. But it was 5 minutes into the season, you know. There was always that feeling, you know, it's very early days. I mean, we were only a couple of points off 18th. So, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, people forget. We went through September. We picked up, like, I think it was 1 point out of five games. And I was at Norwich, and then things were quite ugly at Norwich. We lost at Norwich 2-0, and people were calling for his head. But I mean, yeah, full credit to him. You know, he gave us a bit of pride back. You know, he got people sort of interested again. And then, like you say, you know, Wayne Rooney came in, and I to this day I don't know the logic behind it. I think it's
let's pull that apart. So Tom Brady and his pals have come in, you know, for some reason. I think Rob Gronkowski's invested in somewhere as well, hasn't he? Is it in your club or someone else's? But yeah, we're now getting mega rich NFL ex-NFL players coming in to buy championship teams, which seems insane to me, but there must be some kind of financial tax fiddle or something. I assume that's what it is. So Rooney's come in. Eustace has gone. You were relatively top of the league, and you're right, Mark. There was a lot of people out on the outskirts saying, "Well, that's a bit harsh." There, you know, Jim White was very vocal about it, and then got Eustace on his show to talk about it. He was very magnanimous when he was speaking about it. Really classy interview it was from Eustace. But Rooney coming in now. On one hand, you've got Wayne Rooney coming in, and you're thinking, right, he's well connected. He's been one of the best English footballers that we've seen in this country for, you know, arguably the last 20 years. But on the other hand, he's a bit of a shit average manager. Like, you know, did you expect him to open his little black book and get a few players in and that type of thing? Because it's not, you know, he got relegated with Derby. It's not like he was the messiah there. But for some reason, when he's talking to the lads in the car park, you know, he's the best thing since sliced bread. He's just got relegated. Nah.
To be honest, Dan, I mean, already his CV is in tatters. Yeah, and he's so young and it's so early in his career, but it lies in tatters now already. Mm-hmm. Like you say, took Derby down, finished ninth in the MLS, which, you know, that's not really an achievement. Part of me wanted him to do well. I mean, the first game we had against Hull, we lost at home 2-0, and it was absolutely toxic for a guy making his... I mean, for a guy making his managerial debut, it was awful. I mean, the performance was awful, but off the pitch, I've never seen a guy get so much abuse from his home debut. He didn't really... The impression he gave was that he didn't do any homework on our club. He didn't get himself familiar with Blues fans. He just seemed offish. His body language was, you know, off. He didn't seem to want to be there, for sake of a better word. And those 15 games were just awful. I mean, already we've moved on and forgot it ever happened. It was that bad. I mean, you know, maybe in another galaxy, in another time, if you shove him into a TARDIS, he might do all right somewhere. But I don't think he's management material, you know.
No, I think you've seen a lot of these things where the best managers don't tend to have had a glittering career. And on the other side of it, the glittering players don't seem to have had a great managerial career, you know? And you kind of like, well, is there an aloofness? Is there like a holier-than-thou attitude of somebody like Rooney coming in? You can imagine, you can see him, because he's that type of person, shrugging his shoulders going, they're all shit. You know what I mean? You can imagine him. You can imagine him being like that, can't you? And what tactical nous has he got?
Well, that's a comment we've been saying for a few months, to be honest, about a lot of our players. No, I'm only joking. It was just pure and simple a gamble for his name. Like I say, after seeing the abuse he got, part of me did want him to come good and to shut people up. But it didn't happen. It never looked like happening. It just got worse and worse and worse. And it was
Could you see a philosophy trying to creep in there? Could you see what he was trying to achieve? Because I can imagine under Eustace quite pragmatic football, and then Rooney wanting to put his stamp on that. But just like with us with Chisco Munoz at the start of the season, I couldn't see what he was trying to achieve. I couldn't see, did he want to play long ball? Did he want to play expansive, pressing, tick-attacker? Like, I couldn't understand what he was trying to achieve. Did you manage to get a sense of what Rooney was trying to achieve? Because I can imagine it being a lot to all of a sudden, you know, 2 or 3 months into the season to then go, you know, all that you've been doing and all that you've been practicing over the summer, forget all that, we're doing it this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. To be honest, Dan, I mean, he was trying to play it out from the back. And you've got, for example, a goalkeeper like John Ruddy, who's, you know, coming up 38. He's played his whole career one certain style. And all of a sudden, you're not going to get him playing like, you know, he's like Michael Jackson in goal. He's like, didn't know how to see the ball. It was awful. I mean, you know, throwing out to defenders who aren't used to that, you know, high press. There was gaps everywhere. I mean, the only way I can describe it, it was purely like playground football. It was gung-ho. It was gaps. When the opposition was on the counter-attack, it was acres of space and gaps. And it was like, you know, 5-on-2 and 4-on-2. It was just woeful. I was hoping the penny would drop and something would tell him, you know, I've got to go back to basics. But it didn't. And everyone watching the games, everyone in the stadium at Blues or away from home could see, what is going on? Why can't we just go back to basics? But I think it was a streak of sort of stubbornness. He just kept with his high press and it wasn't working and he just persevered with it. And it was a death knell for him, really.
That's interesting, actually, the high press. Because
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later. You know, you're playing this really high line of defence up the pitch. Now, bear in mind, Eustace did not play that with Birmingham City. That, you know, they had their job. They were sticking to it. That's what they did. And to all of a sudden go, hey, go 20 yards further up that pitch. And when it gets kicked over the top, run back. And you're thinking, run? Wait, run? Are you winding me up?
It was bonkers. It was the most bizarre style. And it's just a pig's ear. I can't put it any. All right, we've got a few
strong words indeed, Mark. That strong words.
I forgot who I'm talking to, but it was bizarre. I mean, we've got a few decent results. You know, we've got a couple of decent results, but you know, chances are you going to in this league.
Yeah, but bear in mind the result that you got under Wayne Rooney. You were already. It was us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we were bottom of the league up Diarrhea Drive without a saddle. You know what I mean? you beat Sheffield Wednesday. Oh, well done. Well done, Wayne. Yeah. Get in the queue, pal.
Yeah, I know. That was his first win as well, yeah. But, it was, by and large, it was just, we've made a lot of mistakes in our history with certain signings, certain managers, and that was possibly one of the most monumental we've ever made.
And you've had Steve Bruce in charge. Do you know what I mean?
We've had Bruce, yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Tony Mowbray right now. I've got a good pal who's a Blackburn fan and speaks very highly of Tony Mowbray and the work he did to get them out of League One. And there was an element where they were quite sad about losing him at Blackburn. And then where did he go? He's been somewhere else since, hasn't he?
Sunderland.
Yeah, he was at Sunderland. I thought he was unfortunate there, if I'm honest. I felt like
absolutely. Yeah.
But there must have been an element of your fan base that where all of a sudden it was polarized. Like, it's not a glamorous appointment on one hand, but on this hand, I'm definitely in this camp. I think Mowbray is a very shrewd appointment given the predicament that Rooney left the club in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at one point it was looking like Steve Cooper might come in, which I wouldn't have been averse to. He was one of the bookies' favourites. I mean, again, people were saying, we could get Eustace back or we could get Rowett back, but I wouldn't have gone for that, to be honest. I think it never worked second time round.
No.
I think Mowbray was quite chuffed. Like I say, we were polarised. I mean, some people were like, he's a dinosaur and, we're going to have boring football. But it's nothing like that. It's really on the front foot. It's back to basics a little bit. He mixes it up and it's good to watch. It's good. All right, the last couple of results have been with losses. But Saturday against the Albion, we more or less dominated. I know we ended up losing 1-0. Sucker punch, really. But, yeah, it's enjoyable. It's not a chore anymore. Put it that way, it's not a choice. Games are looking forward to him again. So
yeah, that's a nice place to be. Now, given your predicament in the league, I said predicament in the league, I'd love to be where you are. Now, you guys are what, 18th in the league? I mean, you're not staring relegation in the face. Is that a genuine concern from your end? Because when you look at the rest of the teams, you must look down at people like ourselves, Rotherham, QPR, Huddersfield, and you're thinking, We're not at that level. We're not down there with those guys. I mean, we look at the other teams around us thinking, we shouldn't be down here. You know what I mean? What are we doing in this gang?
It's not fun, is it?
No,
I mean, you can never rest on your laurels. I mean, to be honest, you can never rest on your laurels. And then I know the cushion's been sort of halved a little bit because it was 7 points. It's gone down to 4. And the weird thing is we've actually gone up a place. We've gone up to like 19th despite losing on Saturday, which is, it's bittersweet. But I don't think I fear a relegation battle anymore, if I'm honest. I know you can never say never, but I think we'll be okay. I mean, mid-table is success for us. I mean, it might sound boring to a lot of people, but after the car crash, mid-table is success all day long. We're fed up of existing. We've just finished, around about 17th for the last God knows how many seasons. And it's getting boring. we've got some big games coming up, at least, starting Friday. Some really winnable sort of games. So if we can get on a run, I think we'll pull away, In many ways, I mean, it's not so much league position this year as long as we stay up, because we know that in the summer there's going to be some investment.
Yeah.
It won't be mega millions, but we will be okay with, financial fair play and all the rest of it. And we will be able to strengthen. So, yeah, get to May, I'd take 14th, 15th. That'll do me.
I'd take 20th, if I'm honest.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
So let's talk about Friday then. Let's talk about the upcoming game. I mean, you've got the leader of the Birmingham City fan club in the middle of our centre midfield. He loves playing Birmingham. He loves Birmingham.
I know you're going to say.
Well, I was just doing half an hour with your colleague Craig on your show, and he got referred to as the man who should not be named. So.
Craig said that about me.
So we've got Wee Barry in the middle of the park, and he does love a game against Birmingham. He especially one for the cameras and all. So he's going to be a turn up for the Bucks. But is there anybody we should be keeping an eye out on?
We've got a few. Yeah, I mean, well, Jay Stansfield up front. I mean, we've got him on loan from Fulham. I don't think for a minute we'll be able to keep hold of him, but he's a right live wire. He's at the centre of most of our attacks, to be honest, and you've really got to watch Jay, because he's, he can go out wide and collect the ball, he can create stuff.
Jesus, our defence are going to have a right laugh.
Yeah, I know. you got to watch out for probably little Miyoshi as well, our little Japanese international. He's another clever little player.
He played well against us the last time round. Was that the geezer?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He's a little live wire. We've just signed, probably familiar with Pritchard from Sunderland. Wow. And he's an absolute bargain for 100 grand. He made his debut against the Albion on Saturday. And he only played a half because he sort of lack of fitness, but he ran the show. And from midfield, he was absolutely superb. So, yeah, we've got a few. Jordan James scored against you guys back in November. He's coming on strong in midfield as well. We've actually got competition for places, which we haven't had for a few weeks. So people like Scott Hogan, you know, he'll be lucky to be on the bench. But a few months back, he was our main... You know, one of our main threats, if you like. But it's a nice position to be in, to be fair. So yeah,
absolutely. So go on, I'm going to trouble you for a score prediction then. What do you think it's going to be? How do you feel it's going to go?
I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people outside of our two clubs think. If I'm honest, I think if we play like we did against West Brom and we did against Leicester in the cup, I think we'll scrape it. So I know you guys probably won't like me saying it, but I'm going to go for 2-1 Blues.
That's exactly what your colleague Craig said. He said exactly the same scoreline. Yeah, he did. Yeah, so I assume you two probably don't agree on most things, but you did on that one via proxy on our show. So that's not too bad. Listen, Adam, Mark, sorry, I was reading your surname there. My apologies.
That's
Mark, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And, let's hope it's a good ding-dong battle on Friday. See you later. It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.